Dr. Sebi, getting an office note on patient Margaret Ann Steiner, S-T-E-I-N-E-R, Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T-N-A-N-N. Date of birth is 3-1-1958. Date of service 1-18-2025. The paragraph, the patient is the 66-year-old female with past medical history, significant 4-1 diabetes mellitus type 2, next hypertension, next obesity, period. Paragraph, for the last 2 days, patient has been having flu-like symptoms, including headache, congestion, fever up to 102.7, chills, cough, sore throat, decreased sense of smell and taste. She tested positive for COVID-19 today. She took over-the-counter Mucinex and Advil and Sinus to no relief, period. Her past surgical history includes C-section times 3 and cholecystectomy. Allergy, she's allergic to clindamycin. Social history, patient is divorced, has 3 kids, no smoking, occasional alcohol, no drug use. She's a teacher assistant. Family history, on her father's side, diabetes mellitus type 2 and MI. On her mother's side, her mother had breast cancer and is a cancer survivor. Current medications include Jardiance, Traceba, Humalog, Metoprolol, and Metformin. Review of systems, as mentioned in the history of present illness. Immunization, she received 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Period paragraph. Assessment and plan, acute SARS-CoV-2 infection / COVID-19 syndrome. Patient will be treated with early treatment protocol with ivermectin / azithromycin / Bronfen-DM / albuterol / Symbicort / zinc / Medrol dose pack / vitamin C / quercetin / vitamin D3 / elderberry. Patient was advised that ivermectin is FDA approved to treat parasitic infection and is not FDA approved to treat COVID. And it is being used off-label in this situation, and she agrees and wants us to proceed with the treatment. Period. Paragraph. Patient is going to call me in 48 hours if there's no approval. I'll see you back in 1 week and televisit for follow-up. And thanks.